वेरी गुड इवनिंग टू ऑल ऑफ़ यू गाइस. सॉरी फॉर लेट, आई हैड नॉट बीन शेयरिंग मोस्ट ऑफ़ द पॉडकास्ट अर्लियर अराउंड अराउंड मोर देन 15 डेज, बट नाउ टुडे आई विल ट्राई टू शेयर अ पॉडकास्ट एंड आई विल ट्राई टू कीप दी शेयरिंग पॉडकास्ट ग्रेजुअली. सो द टॉपिक फॉर टुडे इज़ डेटा ब्रीचिंग. So we all know that because of the COVID, because of the new normal, most of the companies are depending on online environments, digital applications and websites. So because of the demand, because of the increase in these technologies, these environments, there is also a problem of kind data breach. We all know about that, and I also want to share from India. So the companies like SBI, the SBI Unacademy, Big Basket, so they all have been faced these kind of issue. They have faced data breach issues in our country. So what are the problems regarding the data breach and why we need to take care? So the one problem regarding the data breach is that if your data is breached, so the market reputation of your company will definitely will go down. People trust will definitely will go down. People will not believe on your website. And if your website and if your company is regarding the bank and credit managing company, so this is also if the data is breached, so the companies like these also get a kind of penalty. So the companies Equifax, if I'm not wrong, so they also had faced a penalty of around more than $500 million. So this is also the thing, this is also the negative impacts of data breach. And as according to the IBM, if the company knows about data breach around 200 dates after the breach, so the company will lose around $1 million. But in our country, but in India, the average rate of knowing data breach kind of things is around 300 days. So it is also quite difficult for our country to sustain these data breach kind of things. But still, we are trying to manage and trying to cope up with these problems. And some of the tricks and some of the the ways that companies can take are that they try to tell the user that they don't use the same password for all the website. Means if you if the user has an account of around 5 to 10 account websites and accounts, so they don't need to keep the same password for all the, because hackers, if the hacker will know one password of your account, so he will he can target all the accounts related to you, and that will impact you a lot more than one account. So this is also we need to take care. We don't need to use common password for all the websites, and companies also need to penetrate to the customer that they don't use these passwords. The second the company can use is that two and three combinations of making a password. Means if the customer is logging to account, so he needs to use OTP, he needs to use another questions to just logging, so it will also improve the quality of security. So that will also save the data breach. The third thing the company can keep penetrating the customer that they need to change the account in around 6 months or around one year on the basis of security of that particular account, we can say. And we all know that because of the data breach, company lose the market share, company lose the people trust, as well as company can also can be devastated if the company is sheerly dependent on data of the accounts actually. So these are the things I have tried to depict, guys, and definitely we will meet again to share new topic, new information, new latest news to discuss with you guys. Thank you so much for listening this podcast.